"You're an angel, sunshine," Molly said, and he simply reached up and gave her hand a squeeze. Anna began to feel out of place. It was another reminder of how so much had changed.
"How long were you in New York?"
Ryan asked. 5 years. I left here as soon as I graduated from college.
Why did you leave?
He quirked an eyebrow, never missing a beat in his box folding. Anna sighed, feeling bad about talking about it in front of her mother. Her parents had both begged her not to go, but she was stubborn and refused to listen. "Because I wanted to experience more of life than just this. Bandera is small. Everyone knows everyone." "You could have just moved into San Antonio. That would have been a lot closer," her mother interjected. "San Antonio was too close. I wanted to be far away." It sounded harsh, but it was true. In San Antonio, Anna still wouldn't have felt like her life was her own. Her parents had always been there for her, picking her up whenever she fell. She wanted to be somewhere they couldn't just dust her off. But after 5 years of living on her own, she had still ended up back home, needing her mother's support. "Was it so bad out here for you?" Molly sounded heartbroken. "No," she shook her head. "I just didn't feel like I belonged."
"Sometimes," Ryan spoke up, "where you think that you don't belong is exactly where you need to be."
He smiled at her then, and the bitterness of her past was vanquished from the room. Her mother was right to call him Sunshine. He knew exactly how to chase away the rain.